Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
Good evening. Happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. This is Donna, and today is Sunday, October 15, 2023. We are broadcasting live from a little chilly city of Atlanta. How about that? It truly is fall. And so thank you all for joining us. We're going to discuss bullying, part two. So definitely stay tuned. If you have kids, if you have grandchildren, you want to gather them around, you're going to be receiving some great information. And parents, very, very, very important for you to listen this evening. Go ahead and notify your friends, other parents or grandparents who may be overseeing children. So you want to go ahead and do that. I'm just going to put that out there now. But again, I thank you so much for joining us on this evening. It's going to be a great talk. And, of course, before I start the show, I always like to, identify exactly what etiquette is. I mean, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? And for the new listeners, I always want to make sure that I'm providing good etiquette, and I answer that question because it is a question. So etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So, you know, kudos out to Charles I and II. All right. So, of course, as you know, we did begin our series on last week surrounding bullying. October has been specifically designated to Bullying Awareness Prevention Month. And so, again, we started it last week. This is a very, very personal series for myself, and mainly because I was bullied throughout my school years. And with that said, I never really told anybody, which I'm just going to say up front, don't do what I did. You do want to tell someone that you are being bullied. You want to alert someone, teacher, parent, or something. But I chose not to do it because I just, you know, felt that I could handle it, and I didn't want to bother my mom with it. I didn't want her to have to worry about me or anything. She was a single parent, and I just did not want her to have to worry about me. So I never said anything. I just kind of prayed my way through, and gratefully, you know, I did okay. However, I'm just going to put it out there first. When you are being bullied, or you have a child that's being bullied, you need to talk about it. And I'm sure my special guest friend to the show, Dr. Bobo, was certainly going to, you know, tell you why. But let me, for those of you who may not have heard him, he's been on this show quite some time, I guess I should say several times, if you will, over the last few years. And so to introduce to those who may not be familiar with him, and then to reintroduce to those who are, of course, Dr. Anthony Bobo. He's currently a school psychologist, and he is actually nationally certified. He's a nationally certified school psychologist. He's licensed and certified in Florida, as well as Ohio, as well as Georgia. He presently is with the provide services for the Newton County School District, Covington, Georgia, Highlands County, and Sebring, Florida, DeSoto County School District in Arcadia, Florida, Akron Public Schools, Akron, Ohio, Lincolnton County Public Schools, and Lincolnton, North Carolina. And he has been doing this for many, many, many years. And I want to go ahead and bring him on. Just really excited that he was available to join us on this evening to talk about bullying. And of course, he's going to be identifying what bullying is. A lot of times, you know, we don't always know, you know, exactly what bullying. We may hear the term, but may not necessarily know. So he's going to identify it and, you know, just kind of talk about why people bully, you know. And this is huge, the huge topic. So, Dr. Bobo, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Donna. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah. Happy Sunday to you.
Same to you. Always glad to be with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on with us. And I know that you always share some very impactful information. And I know tonight will be no different. And, you know, this is a huge topic. And
yes.
Bullying.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
A lot of people are experiencing it. It's nothing new, but it has just come to the forefront in recent years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And and by the way, guys, I'm sorry, you can certainly feel free to join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894, or you can just send a message to etiquetteladies@gmail.com, and we will be more than happy to share that. Okay, So, Dr. Bobo, so, I mean, what is bullying? You know, we hear the term a lot, but what is it exactly for people?
The information that I'll be sharing with you comes from stopbullying.gov, which is an international group that has done significant research in terms of bullying And at Spock, I'll be sharing some of my personal experience, but I think this research has merit. Also, once we get through, I would hope that the audience would have an opportunity to ask questions and I could respond, generally to those questions. That'd be all right?
Absolutely, perfectly, certainly. Yes, I can. And it's, it's wonderful when we can interact with our audience, and I'm sure they'll have some questions coming your way.
So to answer your question, what is bullying? It is the repetitive, intentional hurting of one person or group by another person or group where the relationship involves an imbalance of power that's significant. One person feeling like they're more powerful than the other. Bullying can be physical, verbal, or psychological. It can happen face-to-face or online. So that's what bullying is.
Okay. And so that pretty much wraps it up. And as far as – and power, I know you said power, but doesn't it seem to be like they have bullies have more perceived power, you know what I mean? Like they are
in the eyes of the individual who's being bullied. Yes, that's true. The individual who's doing the bullying may be taller, smarter, older, or in a crowd that's popular, or anything of that nature. But what a bully really is a person who is a coward and is expressing his insecurity to use his power over others.
To help them feel better about themselves, right?
It's true.
Yeah. Wow. And so parents, please take notes. So if you would, who is the bully? And why? And just,
Bullying occurs because the person feels insecure and wants to exert their power in a significant way over others who perceive that they are powerful. But actually, the bully is a coward. The bully is very, very insecure and uses whatever they can, as you said, to feel better about themselves. That's what the interchange and relationship is all about.
And so if you would you talk about bullying from a standpoint? Say, okay, so I know that what's real common and has been going on that we hear about for years, right, is, bullies take people's lunch money. I remember, back in the day. And they would just, threaten, kids would threaten each other if they don't, turn over the lunch money to them. That was just one of the major examples. Then they were going to get them. So, of course, followed by a threat. So to kind of take us into the mind of some of these, especially kids.
Well, in the mind of the child who's being bullied, there, of course, is generated an awful lot of fear. If the child can overcome their fear of the bully, it will change the nature of the relationship. Frequently, the bully drives the relationship in terms of his ability to engender fear in the person who's being bullied. If the person who is being bullied can ever build enough confidence and courage and the absence of fear, he'll be able to change the nature of that relationship. In other words, it would be less likely that the bully will be able to control a person who does not fear them.
Okay. So at this point, would you share some, how we have, parents that are listening, how can a parent help their child to overcome the fears that they have and may be facing dealing with bullies? What are some practical strategies?
I would suggest that the parent First of all, let the child know that they have worth, they have value, and that they are not to be treated disrespectfully. And if they are treated disrespectfully, they ought to let their parents know, as you said before, that you tended not to do, but they ought to let their parents know. They ought to let the persons at the school level know, and they ought to let their other friends know, even though the friends will probably be aware of it. But they should work with their child to build their confidence and their absence of fear and build their courage. Things like having them involved in athletics, working with them in terms of their scholarship, spelling bees, things of this nature, to read a lot, to become more knowledgeable about themselves and the world around them, and to realize that the person who's attempting to bully them is really a coward themselves.
And so I'm thinking for, you know, you might have a younger child, say maybe first or second grade, and they may be bullied. I mean, they may be being bullied by a child, say, in their same, you know, in their grade level or in their from their class. And for them to try to understand that the person that is really picking on them and bullying them, they're really a coward. How I'm just trying to see how they can understand that, you know, this person really is, he's a coward. He's not a good person because he is picking on you, although he is bigger than you and you might seem to be afraid of him. And
That's an excellent question, Donna. The primary thing is to build confidence in the second grade child, in the 7-year-old child. Build confidence in that individual, nurturing them, not keeping them or protecting them from frightening situations, but learning, teaching them how to face frightening situations rather than protecting them. And and I don't mean not protecting them in the way of letting school personnel know or teachers know, protecting that way. But don't protect them from their ability to overcome fear. You know, a lot of times as parents, we want to protect them from feelings and all kinds of things. But if they can learn to overcome their fears, that will be the best antidote against bullying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's good. That's really good. Because and really, where I will go for a moment is, pardon me. Of course, again, you know, if you guys are just joining us, welcome, welcome, and you are listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about bullying. It's Bullying Awareness Month. And so we are wanting to make sure that you are aware of bullying. You're aware of some of the techniques. You are aware of why people do bully. And, you know, like I said, again, this was very personal to me because I was bullied through school. And one of the things I did is I made a mistake and told someone who I thought was my friend, and this is when I was in fourth grade, I told her that I was afraid of spiders, right? And so I'm thinking she's my friend. So, you know, if ever we were out playing or something like that, then and we saw a spider, you know, since she wasn't afraid of spiders, that she would kill the spider, right? Well, let me tell you what happened on the playground. After I told her that I was afraid of spiders, on the playground, how about she chased me with the spider? Okay, now that is truly a bullying act. And so, you know, I was really disappointed. And
However, the reason why she was able to chase you with the spider is because she did not have the fear. You had the fear. That's what bullying, that bullying exchange is all about. someone who does not fear a situation intimidating someone who has fear.
That's good. Repeat that again for somebody that may have just come in on the tail end of that.
The power exchange in the relationship as it relates to bullying is the fact that one person does not have the fear and the other person does have the fear. And the person who does not have the fear in the relationship can impose their will on the person who does have the fear. If you did not fear spiders, there was nothing that she could do with you with a spider in her hand. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you were driven by your own fear.
And I'm thinking, and here again, I'm thinking that this is my friend, right? And I'm saying this because oftentimes when kids are, especially when you are younger, you know, you hear them talking about, oh, my friend, and I have 5 friends, and I've had 10 friends, or I have more friends than you. And then what we have to do is identify what is a friend, you know, when you're a child. And so do know that that is not something that a true friend would do for you. They would not want to scare you when they know that you're already afraid. And I'm just using my own story as an example. And so that was not a true friend, because a true friend would not have done that. So for you all, and I know this is, you know, this is huge, especially nowadays when there's so much social media, and I know we're going to get to the cyberbullying as well, but there's so much there's so much social media, and you know, it's, oh, how many likes did I get? You know, oh, I have, look at how many friends I have, which, you know, a lot of that is very fictitious. And parents, please make sure that you work with your kids and interact and talk to your kids about that, because, you know, the trying to be popular and, you know, oh, I have 50 friends and you only have 13 friends and those kinds of things, that's just not realistic. And those are things that will help to, you know, lower your self-esteem and confidence. And so in other words, you know, make sure that your children feel, you know, help them with their self-confidence and self-esteem and building that. And in fact, what I did, several years ago, I started where I was writing, I started creating affirmations, and it's so good to go over and affirm your children, parents, first of all, and then, you know, teach them affirmations. It's so important, because these are the kinds of skills that help them to develop their self-confidence and their self-esteem. I remember the first year, I think maybe the second year after I moved to Atlanta, I worked with a summer program down at Spelman College. And I was working with a group, and I was the first day, and I was asking them, this is about self-esteem and confidence, I was asking them how they felt about themselves and so on and so forth. And many of them were saying, oh, I don't like my nose, or I don't like my hair. They were just going on and on. And so I was like, wow. So that night I went home. I said, Lord, you're going to have to give me something to be able to take back to these kids tomorrow to help them to build up their self-esteem and confidence. And so hence one of my affirmations was called the self-confidence speech. And so from there, I typed it up, took it back to them the next day, and each one of them, I ran off a copy, and we just kind of all read that self-confidence speech together. You know, self-confidence means to believe in yourself. I believe in myself. I can do anything I put my mind to, no matter what other people say I cannot do. I know I can. I think positively and not negatively. I'll never say I can't. I can if I try. And so we just recited that over, and I think it ended up turning into a rap song, and then a few other, you know, affirmations that I began to create, just helping them to feel better about themselves. And as they continued to affirm themselves and, you know, I am special, I am unique, I have my own special gifts and talents, There's no one else in the world like me. God created me just to be me. That was another one. And then just to see the transformation that began to take place after they start affirming themselves so that their self-esteem could be built up. And those are just two examples. I feel had I had these kind of affirmations or had access to them, then I believe I would have felt much better and would not have been, you know, feeling as lonely as I was. So I did put a collection together called My Forever Affirmations, and it's positive thoughts for all ages. And it's just so important to, you know, again, parents, to affirm your children and to teach them affirmations as well. That is just, you know, I cannot stress enough how important that is. And in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about bullying. We have with us Dr. Anthony Bobo, and he is helping us to understand, first of all, you know, what a bully is. He's identified what a bully is, why they bully. And we're going to certainly, you know, continue this conversation as he will, you know, talk to us about, you know, where bullying occurs, how can we just combat types of bullying. And, guys, I see you on the phone. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and start picking
when we come
up
back,
our calls.
Donna, when we come back, if we could, I want to share some practical techniques for them to deal with cyberbullying.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, guys, we'll be right back, and we will start because we definitely want to make sure that we cover everything that Dr. Bobo is prepared to help us with. So, we will be right back in just a moment. So, please do not go away, and notify your friends, other parents, children as well, okay? We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Page Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations book and journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Page Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Page Riley and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book but you hate writing? The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com. CourteousPublications.com.
TubliCationsTons.com, or you can send an email to CourteousPublications1@gmail.com. We help want-to-be authors write books. According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years. Are you a kind person? When was the last time you initiated an act of kindness? Did you know that genuine kindness is being nice to someone without expecting anything in return? When you are kind to others, it helps to make someone's day, and you will feel good about it also. Use the Kindness is Contagious Journal by Donna Paige Riley to track kind deeds. Or you can use the 120-page blank line journal for whatever you'd like. Go to Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Paige Riley to secure your copy today. That's Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copy today. You will see that kindness is contagious.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back. We are having a conversation about bullying with Dr. Anthony Bobo. And Dr. Bobo, so let's go ahead. And guys, I see you on the switchboard, and have also identified some messages as well, and we will get to those just shortly. Thank you all so much for your patience. All right, Dr. Bobo, we're going to go ahead and let you pick up.
All right, since you raised the whole issue of cyberbullying, I wanted to share some techniques for parents and that they would be able to consider how they can support their children further. These techniques are drawn from the stopbullying.gov, and it's really addressed to children, so I'm going to read it in that fashion, and parents, I hope you will understand it as that. Number one. Always, this to the children, always think about what you post. You never know what someone will forward. Being kind to others online will help keep you safe. Do not share anything that can hurt or embarrass anyone, because you know what goes around comes around. Number two, keep your password a secret from other kids. Even kids that seem like friends could give your password away or use it in ways that you don't want. Let your parents have your passwords. Number three, think about who sees what you post online. Is it complete strangers, friends of friends? Privacy settings let you control who sees what. Number four, keep your parents in the loop. Tell them what you're doing online and who you're doing it with. Let them friend or follow you. Listen to what they have to say about what is and what isn't okay to do. They care about you and want you to be safe. Number five, talk to an adult you trust about any messages you get or things you see online that make you sad or scared. If it is cyberbullying, report it. So those are some very practical things that children can do in relationship to their parents. As it relates to cyberbullying. Now, you know, as children get older, they want to be more independent. So some of these things may apply and may not apply, particularly to high schoolers and middle schoolers as they are seeking more independence. But this is a guide that can help you and help the children be able to prevent cyberbullying.
All right, great. Thank you so much for that. And yes, kids are definitely online and on social media. And I know last week I talked about a case that was here in Atlanta that the young lady, she was a junior in high school, she committed suicide. And she was being bullied, and the mom had taken her out of school, and she was distant learning. But her mother did not realize how much she was being bullied, cyber bullied, and which caused her to take her own life, which is just really sad. So this is something very, very important. We're going to come to the phones. I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, and you will know that I am referring to you, okay? So if you have any questions or comments you'd like, please be ready, okay? No, let's see. Okay, here is here's one that is 0974. 0974. The last four digits, 0974. Hello.
Hi, Donna. It's Dr. Simmons. I was just calling just to listen in.
Oh, hi,
really,
Dr. Simmons.
Hi. I didn't really have any particular question or anything, but I just think this is a great topic. And it's so appropriate for this day and age, especially with so much with social media. And this is something that I always ask my teens or my young adults, are they being bullied? And sometimes it's hard to really know if they're being honest mm-hmm. with you, but I do try to mention it during my visits with the younger students when I have them in the office. But I just think it's really important that we really hone in on it. I'm glad you're having this topic because it's really, really important. And I can just even remember being bullied as a child, too. Fortunately, it wasn't to the point where I was traumatized, but I can just still remember just different incidents when it happened because I was always the smallest one in my class. So, you know, it's just something I think we need to, you know, approach, even bring it in the church too. It could be another avenue. And I always try to, you know, always try to be positive with young kids, try to give them some type of compliment. Even if I don't know them, I think that's something that we need to do more of with our younger generation. So I just mm-hmm. wanted to just kind of make that comment.
Thank you. That's excellent. Absolutely. That's affirming. Yeah, it's so important that we, you know, affirm them. You know, they're interacting with so much negativity, you know, online and, you know, trying to compare themselves. And let me ask you this question. Do you find that very many will actually answer you, or if you're being bullied, if they're being bullied, do they share that any time that you've asked them?
I have not yet had them open up to me in that mm-hmm. regard. And if they did, mm-hmm. It might have been something that the parent brought up first to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or the parent brought it up while the student was in the room and said, look, this is what my child is going through. And, you know, is there any way you can support me? And I've had to write letters to schools and, you know, just say this is affecting my patient, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just applying the pressure to the administration. And so mm-hmm. those are things that I do in those instances.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I have not actually had a child to actually come open up to me and say that they were being bullied, even when I asked them, even when the parent is out the room. Then they may mm-hmm. be being honest that they're not being bullied, but I have not actually had
mm-hmm.
someone say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice that you're certainly asking, though. Dr. Bubba, let me ask you this, too. Because I know that you're definitely, you know, associated with the schools as being a school psychologist as well. What's generally the protocol for parents to report to the administrator that their kids are being bullied?
Because they should work through the teacher. Let the teacher know, because it's probably happening in her environment, and the teacher will communicate with the administration, and the administration will reach out to the parent if there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. so much. I'm looking at a couple of messages here. This one says, Ms. Donna, my mom made me write this message. I was being bullied, and I did not tell my parents right away. Please ask Dr. Bobo why we kids should tell our parents each time we are bullied. My name is Simon, and I am 9 years old. Okay, thank you. I would say
to Simon, Simon, it's important for you to have a relationship with your parents where you can talk with them about most things, particularly things that threaten you, because you're not in a position right now to take care of yourself in every instance. So you should let your parents know so that they can fulfill their assignment and responsibility to you as their parent. They're not going to embarrass you. Your parents are not going to spread the word in such a way that other children will laugh at you. So you have to be honest if you're experiencing that and share that information with your parents so that they can function in their role as parent, whether they have to deal with other adults, the administration, or your teacher, or however that the case may be. But I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you. Just because someone bullies you or attempts to intimidate you, there's nothing wrong with you. Please put your focus on improving your thought about yourself. Please put your focus on improving your ability to do things, whether it's chess, whether it is athletics, whether it's music, whether it's your scholarship. Work to improve yourself so your confidence will be improved, and eliminate the fear that you may have from these other individuals. Because I'm telling you, the reason why a person bullies is because they too fear that somebody's going to find out that they're not as strong as they try to portray themselves to be. So don't you worry. You know, you continue to communicate with your mom and dad, however the situation is, and even let your teacher know if you can talk with her privately about your situation, and just continue to build yourself, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
That's great. And Simon, thank you so much for sending that. And of course, Mom, thank you for having him to send that, to share that message. I'm sure that meant a lot. Appreciate that. I'm looking at another one, and it says, Miss Donna, my husband and I have twin daughters. One is shy and the other is outgoing. I found out recently that the shy one is being bullied. We are going to seek counseling. And then it says, we are going to seek counseling. Should we have both twins in counseling? Thank you for your show. This is Cynthia in Maryland. Okay. Dr. Bobo, wanting to know, if both of the twins should, seek counseling.
If one of the children is shy, possibly the reason is because the more outgoing child possibly has always been protective of the more shy person. The shy person needs an opportunity to have their own space and expression without the dual function of having the twin available. When she goes into therapy, I would recommend that shy child be able to have the therapist to herself. Now, if there is some kind of conflict between the two or something that is unmanageable or unworkable, you might want to have them both involved. But the shy one needs to have her own expression and her own space and own opportunity to talk with that therapist, because she probably has been, afraid of expressing her opinion and different things for a long time. And the more aggressive or the more confident child probably has protected her in some instances. And I don't know that the more shy child doesn't resent that sometimes. So she probably needs her own opportunity in her own space to work with this therapist about her own problems.
Wow, that's really good. That's really good. Thank you. And I hope that, I certainly hope that helps. Okay, Okay, let me see. I'm going to go back to the phones as well. And thank you all for your patience. The last four digits of this phone number is 8974. Last four digits is 8974.
Hi, Dr. Monica here. Just wanted to say hello. And Brother Bobo, I hope you know that this information is so critical to all of us wherever we are. I just wanted to add and just, I guess, affirm that you agree that bullying really has no gender or age restrictions or limit. In fact, I just have seen adult females, women, bullied so horribly. And I don't know if Donna has covered it already. I had to get off the line, and I wasn't with her last week, but say that there are persons with bullying spirits irrespective of their age and their gender, and it's just sometimes not as, I don't think it's taken as seriously when it happens with adults, and that we need to be aware, those of us who are in caregiving roles, clergy, counselors, and so on, do need to understand bullying, even though it may happen with adults. So just wanted to get your feedback on that.
Thank you so much. Of course, there's true. Anybody that carries a fear of another human being stands in the possibility of being bullied. We don't call it bullying as we deal with adults. We use terms like domestic violence and domestic abuse. We call it terms like that. But anybody that carries a fear of another human being for whatever reason can be intimidated and can be bullied. But more frequently, we use the term bullying as it relates to children.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. And yes, and I did mention last week that I would certainly, as part of this series, I will be looking at what I call bullying in the marketplace. And you know, like Dr. Bobo said, it doesn't necessarily, and we don't. Usually when we hear the term bullying, our mind automatically goes to children. But yeah, I definitely know that there is bullying or whatever you want to call it in the workplace. And as Dr. Bobo said, that intimidation factor. And so, yeah, we'll definitely be discussing that as part of this series as well, because it is definitely, you know, it's a real situation. And, you know, no matter what it's referred to as, yeah, I'm definitely planning to address that. And that will more than likely be in our series, part three, next week, because I most definitely want to talk about that. Because, even we hear things like, sexual harassment. In my opinion, sexual harassment is bullying, okay, because it's someone that, right, Dr. Bobo, has that power, again, that intimidation. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So definitely we'll certainly be talking about this as well. And Dr. Monica, thank you so much for that. I know I'm reading one. It says, how can we tell if our children are being sincerely bullied? What are some signs? Thank you, the Browns in Alpharetta, Georgia. All right, Dr. Bobo.
I mean, if you know your child, you know whether they're lying or not. If you really know your child and have that kind of relationship, you know when your child is afraid of someone or afraid of a situation sincerely. So I would lean on that relationship. Also, you can talk to their teacher to see what the teacher knows about the situation. If you have a good relationship with your children's friends, not with your children's friends, but the parents of your children's friends, and see what they or their children are experiencing in the environment. So I would say that, you know, develop the relationship with your child to know whether they're being sincere or not. Talk with their teacher and talk with other parents of the friends of your children to see what their opinion is about what's going on with the children in the school or in the environment. I would suggest those three things.
Wonderful. And I definitely hope that helps. And guys, we have just a few more minutes here, but we do have time for you to, you know, chime in on the conversation either via 516-418-5894, or you can send us an email. We'll certainly be, address that. I was looking at one more. I see here it says, Dr. Bobo and Ms. Donna, thank you so much for covering this topic. I believe my teen is being bullied by the teacher. We've met with the teacher, and it was not a positive experience. I'm going to administration, although Dr. Bobo said go to the teacher. Please advise. Okay.
I'll tell you one thing. As a former teacher, I can tell you this. It's best to have a good relationship with your child's teacher, if at all possible. Because if you don't, that teacher can dumb down your child and intimidate and bully your child without you ever knowing about it. And it will interrupt his learning. And I know that when you go, you can go to the administration, and the administration can come down on the teacher. But the administration is not in that classroom all the time. It's your child and the teacher. And whatever you can do to smooth things over with that teacher, even if you don't have confidence in her, that child is with the teacher in more waking hours than they are with you during waking hours. And they're responsible for their development and their learning. So I regret that, you know, the situation is what it is. Whatever you can do to kind of rectify or smooth out that relationship, because we got, what, 7 more months in school, something like that, 7 more months for that child to be in that environment, to be under that teaching, to be under that condition. You know, unless you're going to move your child out of the school or move your child out of that classroom, I would suggest that you really try to work to improve the relationship with that teacher. Because and have your child, so your child is going to respond based on your response. If he feels like the parent has a distant or difficult relationship with the teacher, he's going to feel like, well, I can act any kind of way I want to if he's that kind of child. Now, every child is not like that. But some children pick up on it, and they become smart, eloquent with the teacher, and talk to the teacher in different kind of ways, and not following directions and all of that, and that's going to be dangerous, psychologically dangerous for your child. So whatever way you can rectify that situation, I would encourage you to do so.
Okay, and, yeah, that's very understandable that you're involved, you know, the teacher and the parent, that's student has to understand that the teacher and the parent is certainly, it's a team. It's a team effort. And, you know.
Indeed.
But, yeah. But, I mean, if there's, a situation where that child is respectful, they may be laid back, they may be shy, but they are respectful. And there's just, you know, they're just, something, you know, the spirits are not gelling or something's going on. I would certainly want to talk to that teacher. And what's so important, too, that I can certainly say, it's very important that these relationships are formed prior to any issues, like at the beginning of the school year. Because I know I would definitely want to know who is interfacing with my child on a daily basis, and especially if they're younger. So, you know, the teacher, if they know that you do feel comfortable, you know, and you're going to have a relationship and you're going to be on top of things with the child and to make sure that, you know, everything is going well and not just to show up if there's an issue, then, yeah, I definitely understand that. So, yeah, Dr. Bobo, yeah, that relationship is very crucial. Here is one more. It says, Ms. Donna, thank you for this topic. My children were bullied when they were young, and one tried to commit suicide. Please let parents know how they can identify signs of potential suicide. We did not know. And this comes from Kelly, and Kelly is in Jacksonville.
Did she say that her child committed suicide or attempted to?
One tried. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank God that, he did not, he or she did not succeed. You know, if they have any conversation about harming themselves, take it very seriously. Because, you know, if they give any indication at all, or if their friends have given any indication at all, if they're withdrawing a lot, if they are sad a lot, or experiencing bouts of depression, pay close attention to that. If they're withdrawing from activities that they usually enjoy, pay close attention to that. Talk with the child. Have the child to talk with a therapist or somebody else who they can express themselves with. You know, find out from her friends or his friends how he's been acting around them. Are the friends still coming around? Is he still going over to see his friends? All of those things are indications as to whether or not he might decide to do something to himself or herself. See, with adolescents and children, they think that it's like the movies, that they can kill themselves and come back the next day, but it doesn't work like that. Death is final. So you have to really, really be careful and understand their thinking, because they think very wishfully and very fantasy-like. And they need to know that, you know, if you do something to hurt yourself, you may not be able to come back from that.
Wow, and I agree. I'm just so glad that, you know, that was an attempt and it did not, it didn't go through. But, yeah, bullying is definitely a major reason that causes children to commit suicide, just sadly enough. It's just really sad. So parents, please, please try to have those open relationships, open conversations with your children. And as Dr. Bobo said, you know, with that relationship, you will know, you know, whether they're being sincere. I know that there was one parent that said, how can they sincerely know if they're sincerely being bullied? But it's in that relationship. And guys, we're about out of time. I definitely want to thank you all that sent in messages. This is a very, you know, it's a very important conversation that we needed to have. We're going to and continue the series part three next week. And I do want to say again, thank you so much, Dr. Bobo, for being
I'll
on.
I'll be with you next week.
Just
I'll
wonderful.
Be with you next week.
Okay, that'll be great. And we're going to, guys, so we are going to certainly continue this conversation. I do want to leave with one, another affirmation here from my affirmation book and journal. And this one is, I titled this The Golden Rule. The Golden Rule is really cool. I follow it at home and I follow it at school. The Golden Rule means treat others like you want to be treated. If I follow this rule, I will not be defeated. When someone says something negative to me, I will keep on smiling and stay positive, you see. I will not get mad at them. I will remain polite. Who knows? They may be trying to start a fight. I will tell all my friends about the Golden Rule, too. We should all be polite, including me and you. When I follow the Golden Rule, I'm being the best I can be. If I ever forget, please remind me. And, yes, sometimes we have to ignore those people who are being negative and saying negative things about us. We know by us knowing that those negative things and, you know, comments are not true, especially with kids, and you just have to ignore that, okay, knowing that, okay, I don't know who you're talking about. You're saying, you're calling me names and saying crazy stuff. You're not talking to me. So, you know, just you know, again, is making sure that your children's self-esteem and confidence, it's at a level that it needs to be. And that's by continuing to affirm them and to, you know, have them do affirmations. Have them recite affirmations, okay? Well, guys, listen, I so appreciate you guys joining in this evening. I do want to applaud Dr. Bobo as well here. And again, I thank you so much, you know, for your time and for, you know, helping us to navigate through this bullying. You know, we hear the term a lot, but oftentimes, you know, do we really know what it is and why? And you have certainly addressed that this evening.
You're very welcome.
And I certainly do appreciate that. And thank you guys so much again for supporting the show, for listening as well. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. We certainly would appreciate that. Invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we know we can only do that one person at a time. And, of course, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know, okay? Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That's one of my favorite proverbs, which is Proverbs. It comes from Proverbs 3:3. And I ask you to please initiate a random act of kindness this week. And I know if we're intentional and really think about it, I know we can, you know, initiate acts of kindness daily. And it doesn't have to be anything major. I mean, you can just, you know, help somebody pick up something that they may have dropped on the floor and their hands are full, or hold the door open for someone. Those are just a couple examples of acts of kindness. And please, if you have friends or family members that did not have an opportunity to listen to the show this evening, please direct them to this link on Blog Talk Radio. To let them listen to this episode is so important when we are receiving, you know, information that is life-changing, like the information that was shared on this evening. We so appreciate if you would share it with others, and especially those others who need it. And if you're a parent, you need it. And children, you know, youth, you certainly do need it, all right? Again, thank you so much for being with us this evening. We will talk again next week as we talk about bullying. Part 3 will be our next episode on next Sunday. So look out for the post for that. But do know that absolutely we will continue this conversation. Again, thank you so much for listening. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.